Hare Krishna. Just a brief summary of Purushottam Maharaj's Bhagavatam class today. Very scholarly, entertaining class. You can listen to it in full, or here it is in summary. He was pointing out how all people have some type of religious goal that they're striving for, and according to what they want, they engage in some kind of corresponding activity. When people want to enjoy the happiness of this material world, Jagat Ananda, then they engage in all kinds of pious activities, karma kanda, and that's what we read in the Vedic literatures that deal with that aspect of religiosity. And it's also there in other religions. In Christianity, they say be nice to people, be good to people, and you'll go to heaven. And the same can be found in other faiths and other religions. Which is, of course, certainly not bad, but as the all-in-all, then it just limits the destination that people can achieve. And they can go to heaven, and in heaven they will enjoy the enjoyment that's available here in the material world, whatever that enjoyment may be. But then, kshine punye martalokam vishanti, then from there they have to fall down again. And Maharaj was explaining that as they fall down, they fall through the different layers of material existence, and as they go on past the residence of the ghosts, then the ghosts eat them up. And which is such a painful experience, that the living entity then is losing his body, his soul descends to earth in his tears, which appears as rain, and then once again one takes birth again. So of course people wise up to that, or in due course of time they become somewhat wise and realize that what is the point of all of this, ultimately this trying to enjoy here in the material world only leads to suffering. Let's bring an end to the suffering. And then they want to go to Brahmananda. They want to enjoy the happiness of Brahman. And which actually is nothing else than just a cessation of suffering. That's all. There's no sense of suffering. But once again, they also fall back down again. And when they fall back down, then very interesting, I've read how living entities take birth as stones. Maharaj pointed out that the stones that take birth as are diamonds. Krishna fulfills everyone's desires, so they wanted to be effulgent like Krishna, so they can get the sparkle like a diamond. Although they've enjoyed the Brahmananda, but still once again they're back here in the material world, so it was again all for naught. And going beyond that, of course, people then look for or understand that there's a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that serving Him leads to the highest pleasure, not just cessation of material existence, but the highest pleasure. And that highest pleasure comes from prema. And so they have the opportunity to taste premananda. go to Vaikuntha, and in Vaikuntha, either in a body like the Lord's, or as an associate of the Lord, or living on the same planet, the same, and so on, you have the opportunity to taste the bliss of transcendental love. But there's more. It's not the end. And what's that more? Well, that more is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, revealed to us. And that more is the Sevananda, is what's going on in Goloka. The love that the residents of Vrindavan have for Krishna, where they're so busy serving. And the pleasure that they get from serving is so great that even the bliss that they get from prema becomes a distraction. And of course that example is there of Daruka, who just in fanning Krishna, he started to experience ecstatic symptoms, and he sort of hid those ecstatic symptoms, suppressed them because they interfered with his service. So everyone in the spiritual world is there to give Krishna pleasure. They want to give Krishna pleasure by service. And by giving Krishna pleasure, they taste the highest pleasure, which is the pleasure of seva, or service. And this is what we have been fortunate enough to inherit by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Kali Yuga to give unfortunate living entities like us the valuable treasure of Seva Ananda. Since the festival is beginning today, this is meant to be sort of an introduction to the chanting, Kirtan Mela, because this is the goal of our Sankirtan, this is the goal of our chanting, is Seva, is to be able to serve the Lord and enter into that realm of eternal service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.